More mode.
I gave myself hemorrhoids twice not eating meat.
Yeah.
You spent so much time.
Hey, we're here. We're here live with More Mode.
Big Happy Bill. Thanksgiving.
Big dude. Bill.
Coming off of an amazing game. That was electrifying.
Me and Bill have been having such a fun time playing John Madden football against each other.
I didn't realize he was a contender.
That was it. That was.
Bill played both sides of the ball in high school, dude.
True.
All state.
You started playing defense.
Were you all state?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
You started playing defense there. It was pretty good.
I know. I tried. What else up?
Dude, don't be deflated. You got literally stopped on like not even the 1 yard.
You finally played on the real skill level.
Yeah, even skill level.
Dude, I know I like fuck around and shit, but sometimes like I'm actually like sad.
It's not fun.
I'm always like known as like the guy joking around and stuff, but like sometimes I like get sad.
Dude, you should all start. Right. You got right. You got to start a thirst trap IG. I know we talked about it 100 times.
I'd rather imagine kill myself.
Like, huh?
I'd rather
now kill you're myself. Sad. That's a good thirst trap. Just like,
dude, there's ones on there that's like a picture of their kid, like newborn, and then it's like a flashbang sound, and it's like life after my newborn died. It's like, bro,
what?
Yeah. On Instagram, dude, I swear to God,
no, they don't have those.
It's like morning, like one, women.
Social
one
media is
how
bad.
About that girl doing the fucking like I love you TikTok to her baby in a fucking incubator?
Yeah, they had like an incubator and a nose. Yeah, that was fucked up.
What?
She does a TikTok dance and she's like. About pointing to a baby, her baby in an incubator.
You know what's shitty when you go, when you go to whatever it's called, NICU, it's like the neonatal intensive care unit. A lot of the babies, you just don't see any parents anywhere around the whole time.
That's wild.
Like, oh man, they just people just like crap babies out and they're on like ventilators from the beginning of their life and like nobody comes and visits them. Really shitty. Either way, dude, what are you thankful for?
Man, what are you thankful for? I'm so thankful that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So thankful that wasn't me.
Yeah. True. Yeah. True.
Spade was left to die.
Yeah.
On a mountain.
Spade was born in the dock in St. Charles. Orphan, right?
Yeah, for a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little bit.
For a minute. For a second. We're all orphans for a second.
Yeah.
That's what Mother Teresa was doing with like people who were dying. She would just have a whole fucking thing of just people dying on towels.
That's fucking sick.
That was her shit.
The beach.
What?
It's kind of like a trip to the beach.
It's like a beach day. Everyone's in Calcutta. Yeah, dude, don't sleep on the don't sleep on the nuns. Nuns are, a central part of the church.
People I saw two on my way, and I said, sister, you can go ahead of me.
You saw a nun?
Really?
Yeah. I had a goat fourth grade teacher named Sister Elizabeth. Dude. She was the best.
You all saw the young nuns.
I've been getting pumped on the nuns lately. I've told you, I'm reading that book about the guy making the pilgrimage from the Via Frangelica. Start in Canterbury, England, walk to Rome. It's pretty tight.
Hell yeah.
And you get to stamp it. You get to stop at like little, like anywhere like the monks are chilling. You get to stop and just be like.
Is this where you're like buying your sins out of hell? Like buying your way out of hell?
It was like traditionally, but now you can just like do it. And you have a little pilgrim passport and you stop. They'll be like, yeah, you can sleep here for the night. They have to give you lodging.
Nice.
It's pretty tight.
It's like all West rules.
Yeah. It's pretty tight. I want to do it. I'm going to do the Via Frangelica. You go through all the little cities, and they have like a little history of every city in France. It's pretty sick.
That'd be really cool.
Dude, like the angel statues get their heads blown off in World War II, and then they like a monk will find them and save them and put the statue back up, and they'll be like, check this out. This angel got his fucking head blown off. We saved it.
Shit got obliterated.
That's deep, bro.
That's nice.
Oh, it's tons of stuff like that, dude. Saint Omer's tomb. You know Saint Omer?
No.
He wandered the countryside for like years trying to beg the lords, like, please give the peasants some of your guys' land. And he just walked so much that his legs stopped working, so he became crippled. And then he died, and then all the little crippled kids in France visit his tomb and lay their shoes on his tomb.
That's nice.
I was reading it on the plane. I was like,
so fucking when was this?
Huh?
When was this?
I don't know. Probably in like the 1700s. Probably like the 1500s.
Around
it wasn't Napoleon. It was probably like the 1400s, 1500s.
Don't even get us started on Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Yeah, Bill thought Napoleon was from the 1400s.
I could see you. Well, I'll be honest. I didn't really know.
We talked about earlier. I was talking to these two people. They didn't know Napoleon.
I know him.
No, I know, but I'm saying people don't know.
He had a huge effect on the world. Yeah, I didn't know that his whole family spread out and started running stuff.
Yeah, dude.
His grandson started the FBI.
Yes.
What? Yeah, it's crazy.
Federal Bureau.
And there's current Napoleon. There's current Bonapartes. The one dude looks exactly like him.
What?
Yeah, he married some like baroness or something.
Oh, they must be loaded.
Yeah, dude, they're the Bonapartes.
Fuck, that's pretty.
They did it.
I think he donate 1 million francs.
They never tried to hit him with like racist or anything like that.
What?
Didn't he donate $1 million to like the town he went to military school in?
I don't know. I
heard that.
He did. He did go. He did help out Corsica a lot.
Yeah. He was a loner in military school.
Well, his parents was writing all well, his writing was some weird shit.
Well, we all know a lot about him. It's whatever. It's his parents.
I don't know shit about him.
No, they were. Compared to the other boys, yeah. A little.
Yeah, he was ashamed about it.
And he wasn't sure.
But I mean, that's how you make such a man.
I mean, spoiler alert. What happens to him? He ends up on an island?
Yeah.
Okay. Exile his fucking ass.
Twice.
Why is he?
Twice?
First time.
So mad about it.
How'd he get unexiled?
First time they put him on an island, he broke out and took over Europe again.
Jack Sparrow?
Are you fucking kidding
dude,
me?
Dude, are you serious?
Like, wait, right, so you know, he's a bit of a papillon.
They put him on. Yeah. They put him on an island. He escaped.
French for butterfly.
And did it again.
What?
And then they sent him to, fuck, I forget what it's called. Real far.
Jamaica.
That's right. Yeah, Jamaica, man.
Wagwan, Napoleon, man.
Yeah. Big ups.
Big ups to motherfucking Napoleon, man.
No, they sent us.
Damn, he got. How the fuck did he get
it? St. Helena? St. Helena? Got it.
Not so what? Not a big deal, yeah.
Not a big deal. Nailed it.
Dang, bro. Favorite?
He's not my favorite. Ulysses S. Grant's my favorite, dude.
Ulysses S. Grant versus Napoleon, who would win?
Oh. Didn't Grant study Napoleon?
Oh,
that's like LeBron and fucking Michael Jordan.
I mean, now we're talking.
And Napoleon studied the great and Caesar.
True.
He studied all the boys. He loved those boys.
It's like a lineage.
Yeah, studying that shit.
But
I wish I studied that stuff.
What's his name? Duke of Wellington was like, Napoleon was the GOAT.
Really?
I beat him. Napoleon was the GOAT, though. Damn. It's pretty sick. Anyway. I'm excited for the film. I've heard negative reviews about it so far. And
I'm not liking this whole.
I'm not happy about it.
Allegedly, they're making him out to be like a super simp, which bothers me.
He does have some nasty letters.
He's horny, boy.
Wait, so what's the complaints about? Are they saying like it's just like not
real? Not real.
Somebody texted me and said it was
a movie, bro.
Like maybe an intentional comedy.
What?
And I was like, no, it was not.
That would
dude.
Be hilarious.
That would
be great if it
they
was.
They ironically did a Napoleon movie.
I think somebody told me that.
It would be so funny if he came out and he's like, I can't even.
I think they had to do it again because Joaquin Phoenix just changed his interpretation of Napoleon. Peace. Like after they wrote it and gave it to him. I don't know. I think I heard that.
Really?
I think they had to like just change the movie from what it was written to just accommodate.
Sounds familiar.
Joaquin. What?
It sounds like the Trump Hitler.
Trump Hitler. Yeah. I actually think that's what happened.
Joaquin.
I think Joaquin just was like, no, this is how he would do it. He's just the Joker. He's just the Joker the whole time.
True, the role that role Everyone's changes people, making, dude.
It changes people.
That
I told
role
him
changed.
I told him. I said,
did you warn him?
I told fucking what's his name? Heath Ledger. I told him. I said, watch dude. Out, that role's that changes you.
You did.
All right, you can that ice machine gets going, dude. You see how scary that thing is at night?
Dude, that would fucking kill me.
Startling you? Gardo, you can turn that off. Yeah.
I felt bad because I have like ceiling fans that have like a light on them. You can use it.
Damn, the ice machine goes nuts, dude. I thought someone was in my kitchen.
That's crazy. What's it making, like the cubes?
Yeah.
Giant blocks of ice. Dude, I turn my remotes trigger other fans in different rooms. I turned my light off, my fan on in my room yesterday, and it turned the light on downstairs where the dog sleeps. So they just slept in like total lightness. I came downstairs in the morning. Matilda was just looking at me, just laid on the thing with her eyes wide open, like, what the fuck?
Jack's dude? Probably was fine.
He's blind. He didn't give a fuck. He passed out. But yeah, dude, I'm under severe duress right now.
Yeah. That ice machine's just going. That's
it's
all right.
It's just ice falling. I got to make the turkey. Dude, I'm tasked with making the turkey for the family this year.
Dang.
Oh, that sucks.
How you doing? I'm excited. I'm going to brine it. I'm going to brine it, but I have the toughest of judges coming down, dude.
What's brining it?
It's when you put, it's like you.
Yeah, you will get accused of underseasoning no matter what.
I get the toughest of, but dude, the brine.
Just intentionally put too much seasoning on it.
Yeah.
So when everyone's like, this is a little, you know, I'll be like, oh yeah, you guys don't understand seasoning.
Just put habanero sauce on
a bowl of hot sauce. Yeah. It's like a front, like a fruit punch bowl of hot sauce. No, it was you put it in a sugar salt herb combination, and like it penetrates into the flesh and flavors the flesh of the turkey.
Nice.
I'm gonna knock their fucking socks off. Dude.
I think you will.
Yeah. If not, it's gonna be the house will totally melt down if that turkey doesn't come out right.
Whew,
the whole
that
house
thing is
melt
dry.
Down.
Do you have a baster?
Fucked.
Yeah, I got a baster.
Need a baster, dude.
I got a baster. I got a flavor. Shit. I got a flavor injector.
This is big. This
it's
is
huge,
like a,
man.
A racial pressure of making a.
I'm representing, dude. I'm fucking.
You
I'm
have to represent.
I represent.
Yeah. All
right, you gotta become the colonel.
We can talk about it. I got bullied, dude. This is why try not to wear cool stuff. Whenever I wear cool, I literally put on a Represent t-shirt.
That one?
Not this one, a different one. That's all I have. They gave me a box of Represent t-shirts. All I wear is Represent t-shirts. But one of them just says Represent huge across the back. And I was like, I'm just going to get coffee. I literally, when I put it on, I was like, why do I care? No one cares. This doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen. I went into this coffee shop. This guy goes, all right, you can go ahead in front of me. We're going to take a while to order. And I start going, and he pulled his wife back from the counter and was like, you got to let this guy go first. He's representing right now.
I was like, oh, sometimes they just got to feel like the big fella for a little bit.
Why do you do that to me?
You should have just turned around and said, just out of curiosity, what's the point of it? Why?
Why?
Does that make you feel good when you talk about people. Me like that? You should have spazzed, dude.
I should have bent down and screamed as loud as I could in his daughter's face. He wasn't big. I could have had him. I could have mangled his family.
Yeah, this fucking dude, when I was in Liverpool, this dude was like, are you filming my kids? And I was like, nah, dude, my GoPro's off. I was just trying to buy a backpack. So my backpack broke. And this fucking guy just goes, he starts talking to his wife, pointing at me, basically accusing me of videotaping little kids.
That's dude, high treason.
I could have killed this fucking dude. He was like in his 50s.
Oh, he accused you of being a pedo.
Yeah, man.
He pedo popped you. He tried to pedo pop you.
I hope that dude feels good. I hope he feels like a big boy tip right now. Fuck, I wanted to kill this
What did you do? Did you just turn around?
I just stood in line. I was like laughing. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm filming your kids, dude. In my head, I was like, I'm going to give him his fantasy. Like,
Why didn't you just say,
I film little kids and I really like your kids.
That's
you
what I'm
You should have been like, dude, the only reason you're saying that is because you think about filming your kids all the time.
I don't play those games. Yeah, I don't play those games.
Rubber glue.
In my head, I was like stuttering silent. And for an hour after that, I thought about rage, dude. Rage.
I'd be so mad if someone accused me of pedophilia. It's a fucking heavy charge. If they're like, yo, stop.
That is crazy. That's what I told him. I was like, that's like a grounds for a fist fight.
Oh, big time, dude.
Like, there's nothing. I was like trying to think of like things that would.
Yeah, but then you're risking it all. Because if you lose, you are a pedophile. Or if you lost the fight, it would be like, I beat the shit out of a pedophile.
A 50-something-year-old dad. I have so much rage, dude.
Yeah, I know. You got big. You look good.
That'd be nice to be like, cameras on now. Now I'm going to beat your ass, dude.
Bum fights.
Dude, if you record yourself, yourself having duels across Europe.
You should have fought for the honor of his children. You should have said, if I win, I get them then.
I was imagining throwing down steps and stuff.
Really? You're thinking bad things.
Yeah, dark stuff. Couldn't imagine what goes on up here.
He invited it, dude. He did invite it on himself. You should have dueled him.
It should have just been like full out hockey, like drop everything and go.
Yeah, drop
it.
Throw
your GoPro down and go.
That's why I was laughing when he was saying he's screaming in the little girl's face. Like, that would have been hilarious.
True.
I don't even like you. You're not even hot to me. You're going to probably be hot eventually, but no. It's not even what I'm into right now.
That's like not a kiss party. You should have fucking started.
That's not a party. Not a party.
What?
Getting accused of being a chomo in public.
No, dude. In another country, too, they could
have
fucking...
Literally just have a camera on my chest. What the fuck do you want to do? What do you want me to do?
That is wild as fuck, though.
Yeah.
That's like bums seeing drones. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? If you just see a dude on a public transportation wearing a camera vest, I'd be like, what are you, a fucking child rapist?
Why do you look like that? Come on out, you rapist.
Really, the worst thing I can think of? Yeah.
Yeah, sir, I am. My intention is to film your children.
I would never touch them. There's a minor attracted person.
It's actually legal. We are in public. I'm filming your kids.
Yeah, like the Black Panther party used to do it. They used to film the police. They used to film the police. Or like,
they used to have parties.
They squirrel busted the police?
Them, huh?
They squirrel busted the police?
They used to just watch them from like 10 feet away and be like, we are allowed to watch you. They were the first dudes on YouTube to be like, I know my rights, sir. You cannot pull me over.
Sovereign citizens?
Yeah. That is the tightest YouTube hole.
Oh, my God. You can watch it forever.
Sir, I do not have to roll down my window to talk to you. This is enough for me. Thank you, sir. Please give me my paperwork.
It pisses me off so much.
Dude, they're so funny. Hoss represents himself in court.
I know. I usually am not supportive, but then I see a dude being like, actually, no. I'm like, beat his ass, dude. I have a cop fucking pulls his ass out of the car. They do. The cops spaz and yank him out of cars and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
There's certain states, I'm pretty sure this is true, where you can like technically try to pull a cop over. There's certain states, if you pull up on a cop, they have to pull over. You can pull them over and be like, I just want to check to make sure like you guys are who you say you are.
They work for us. You can audit them.
Huh?
You can audit a cop.
Yeah, you can pull them over and then you can be like, I'm a...
You have to be a fucking psycho to do that.
Wait.
You're allowed to.
You can pull them over and be like, what's your badge number? What's this? And you're like, can I call your... And then I think you can like verify that they're who they say they are or something.
Important.
Pretty tight.
there's a lot of dudes who roll around with, like, fucking the lights, and they have regular, like, are yellow and white ones. And then every now and then, the cops will pull in, like, let me check it all. And it's like red and blue. It's like, why do you have this? Like, oh, I do like stuff. I'm like a contractor. I do stuff on my own. I was like, you're not allowed to have this. There's just dudes over there pretending to be cops.
That'd be fun to do. That's if you're a nice job. Auditing that cops is. If you're retired would be nice.
Hitting the lights on people, occasionally you're going to get a high speed chase. Dude. Somebody's going to run you hit those lights. Then that's a fun night.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you just don't even chase them.
Dude, I'm telling you, I thought about being a cop for so long.
You would be a brutal cop.
I'd be tough. I'd be cool.
You'd be cop.
You'd be, Matt, it's consensus. You'd be a brutal cop.
I'd be fair.
You'd slowly turn into a brutal cop. Don't worry.
Dude, I'd be so fair.
You would be like The Wire.
I'd be so chill.
McNulty, bro.
Now, yeah, you couldn't stay away from the grease. You'd be a dirty cop within like 3 years.
I would be a dirty cop. Yeah. I remember hearing about...
You'd be a dirty cop right away.
It'd be so bad.
There's got to be a way to make money.
Dude, I remember hearing about... They used to do these things in Baltimore. They're called backpack pops. If they see a dude with a school bag, they would go, whoop, whoop. The same thing. Like, if he would... Like, they would throw the backpack down and run. They would just take it, confiscate their drugs. But there was a guys in Philly that were just going through, like, convenience stores and just fucking be like, give us money.
Nice.
They're fully just extorting them. Just be like, yo, pay us.
It's pretty much what... That's what people spaz out and say cops are.
What?
They just do that shit all the time.
No, they don't, dude.
I'm a thin blue. I got their six. So it's like, that's, I'm with cops.
You're with cops?
I had their six until they gave me a speeding ticket in Arizona.
That's literally all it takes.
Those big fucks.
Was it state troopers or was it?
I don't know. Was it? No, it was Yuma County. Motherfucker got me.
Motherfucker. Took that 310.
What? I don't know what it was, dude. It was so straight and long pause, and I was like, just driving down the whole time. And you lose yourself. The cop sped away.
You lost yourself?
Yeah, in the music and the moment. Fucking, I'm driving down, and this dude's hiding behind a cliff.
Yeah.
And then he got
you. He brake checked you. He warned you, and that's then you safe. Got caught.
Yeah. Brake checking someone on the highway? It's like, dude.
How much was the ticket?
$400.
Damn.
How fast were you going?
I was in a Dodge Durango, so I think I was targeted.
Probably.
that's actually an undercover cop car.
Yeah, but that's why I kept telling Spade the whole time we were driving. I saw a cop, I had a six. And then they fucking pulled me over. I should have ran an audit on him.
You should have.
Yeah, I watch videos where they do audit. They walk journalists walk in and start auditing people. It's nuts. It's all in the whole YouTube hole or TikTok hole or whatever of busting pedos, stealing valor, all this shit. Yeah.
Are you on the talk right now?
I was to try to make intros.
He just does dances.
But I'm just the IDF girls. I mean, it's hard. It's hard.
Look at me. Did you do that dance?
That's a good idea.
No. That's the only TikTok one I'm confident I could do.
Dude, that was a huge thing before.
You know that one. You know that one. Yeah.
What is it?
Before
Ashley
TikTok.
Look at me, like, and then they just do that.
I saw it.
It's very exciting.
Really?
Yeah, it'll get you. You watch it.
My wife wants nothing more than for us to do interracial TikTok dance.
Hold up, fuck, dude. Please
do
it.
Internet, social media couple. Yeah, dude.
Please
do it.
Raise
your relationship videos. To the next level.
Well, they also, those videos
like Andy
do
Elliott
so well.
And his fucking wife.
Huh?
Andy Elliott and his wife.
Are you afraid of success?
I just can't do it. I see the couple she's talking about. There is like a thing of like interracial TikTok, like social media things where it's like, we're going to do whatever.
I know a dude who, like, his wife made him start doing this, and it's like for 25 likes.
Wait, his wife?
Full blown. Nobody makes it.
Full blown, like.
It's always for 10 likes.
They set up, like they buy a camera light.
It's like, wait, Elliot did this?
Not Elliot. I know a dude, like, personally.
Yeah.
Who, like, he got married on a mad one and then started having to do TikTok themes and Instagram stuff.
You can get pulled into your babe's social media world, and it's like, dude. I'm fighting it like the devil. I did tell her, though. I made a deal with her.
No, dude.
No, I'm not doing them. What I told her, in order, because I was like thinking about
as your counsel, you have to deny.
I won't do that. But I told her, I was like, in order to get your, she does love to dance. So I'm like, I want her to go start doing like dance classes and all that stuff. And I told her, I'm telling you, man, she fucking loves to dance. She was a cheerleader.
It's like, it's crazy that that's on the table for chicks. And then if like a dude's in his 30s, like, fuck it, I'm just going to go dance class. You're a fucking lunatic.
Dude, it's chill.
It is not.
Brittany's she's going to teach me how to dance.
That is like
off
the thing
record.
Before
she's teach
suicide.
Me off the record how to dance. I'm going to start doing weekly dance classes.
That was huge when I was in high school.
From step one to step just A to B to C to D.
That's actually very nice.
Be very fun.
Yes.
I told her I'll be your pupil, but we're not filming any of it and stop bothering me.
This is like a romance movie.
We might get things might get heated.
It's dirty dancing.
You should document this on Instagram.
She's going to teach you how to dance and then you're going to be like, I'm good. I am good at dancing. Fine, we can do one TikTok.
I'm not going to do a TikTok.
Somebody should see these moves.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to do a TikTok.
Why don't, instead of a TikTok, one day we just clear out the area and you guys, for the podcast.
We can just dance?
Yeah.
That please. Would be sick.
A little tango. If you guys broke out the interracial TikTok on our Patreon,
that would be kind of tight.
Yeah.
If we just came and did like a 30-minute routine for the Patreon, and then we just...
Holy fuck, that'd be good.
Is it a type of dancing or what?
Just let me sit here.
Yeah. Dude, that's even worse.
Shao Kahn, like fucking Mortal Kombat level.
That's as bad as the singing.
What are you talking about?
Dead serious dance or something?
Dude, I'm going to get nice.
That's crazy.
Dude, dead serious dance or something is fucking crazy.
Stone cold sober? Yes. Almost impossible.
Dude, I'm gonna be taught by the best, dude. She's a professional dancer.
Yeah, I guess, but that's just fucking crazy. If someone busts out a camera, unless I'm completely inebriated, I can't fucking sit there and do dances, especially choreographed ones. Comes from the heart.
No, not drunk. A little choreography would help you.
No.
You need to trust your choreographer.
Soulja Boy dance was huge when I was
that
little.
That shit was nasty.
I got kicked out of mass for doing it.
No, you did.
Swear to God. They stopped the fucking mass, and me and my cousin were in the back and like behind the glass.
You're cranking it.
Dude stopped there. I was literally going like... we thought it was the funniest shit in the world. He was, you guys either better get in here or leave. And my cousin was like, fuck you. And then I got fucking dragged in. I was just looking at my, I knew my aunt was there. So I was like, fuck, I have to walk in.
You guys get in trouble?
Yeah. And then my uncle called me. Like, you read the paper? You know what's going on with the churches, right? True. You guys are pedophiles. You probably shouldn't stop mass. Just let me Soulja Boy crank in the back.
So yeah. who was at the mass? Did they give word back to mom that you were messing obviously. Around? Who
the whole mass stopped.
Yeesh.
At least I went, dude.
What are you talking about? Don't talk to me like that.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not
tired. He's getting a little cranky.
The
dude sitting there.
I'm not.
I thought he was questioning my fucking dedication.
He was spazzing, and I was like, dude, at least fucking here.
You were not the same Matt. Dude.
No, not
Matt
at
went
all.
To mass.
Yeah, I went to mass.
I judge me before I judge anyone else. Dude. Let God do that. That's why lawyers and judges go to hell.
True.
I just saw on Instagram and said that.
Really?
Yeah.
But, Spade, are you thinking about doing TikTok dances?
No. I don't like any social media. It freaks me the fuck out.
You got to get an Instagram, dude.
Nah, man. I got to learn how to start. I'm starting my whole life.
Let someone just, let Billy just manage it for you.
I can do that.
Nah.
Billy can manage it for you.
I do great numbers, dude.
You do?
Yeah, dude. He can manage it for you. And, dude, just set up PAs, dude. Pussy appointments.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. It freaks me the fuck out.
You don't want to have pussy appointments?
No, Instagram, all that shit just freaks me out, man.
I hear you.
I don't like being out there.
True.
It just makes me feel weird.
But, dude, just get out there for 2 seconds.
Let one of the babes take a look at you.
Just go.
I also just want you on there just so I can send you Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I just love sending Lord of the Rings.
That rules. Yeah, if you don't follow anyone, it's actually, you don't have anything really to look at except the ads will get you. They got me.
The ads? What do you mean?
Bills is
they just have ads
girls.
For like cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
Everything you're talking
Bills
about.
Bills is just girls.
Hand up. I mean.
For real?
Can't put a set of huge ones in front of me. And
you being honest?
Want me to click it.
Billy, he just made a pretty big accusation about you.
It's not an accusation.
He showed it to me.
I'm 100% honest.
He's being honest.
I'm destroyed by Instagram with huge tits. Girls with no names with huge tits. Not
really?
Famous ones. Yeah. It's a fucking legitimate problem.
Fake real?
What?
Fake real?
Nats, bro.
Usually he showed me in the car.
Really?
The
it's no enhancements?
Literally just girls upgrades? With giant fat tits.
Really?
Yeah. They rule.
That'll get you.
All Bill's shit is just how to restore 20-year-old truck and tits.
Fuck.
And bodybuilders.
And bodybuilders. Yeah. There are a lot of
men's
bodybuilders.
Physique.
Awesome.
I mean, this is that's what I'm into right now.
I heard you're in a total whole body right now.
Whole body workout?
Yeah, whole body workout.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We had to switch up a little bit. Stop trying to do bodybuilding stuff because I'm 32 now and Spade's 42. We just can't do that.
Damn,
because guys like us, we're natural.
Yeah.
You're the same age as my wife.
Really?
I like that.
Nice.
Yo, dude.
Yes.
You're the same age as Brittany, dude. That's crazy.
I know. It's crazy what that does.
What? Young babes?
Yeah.
You a fan?
Yeah. I'm a sweet new bottle myself.
It's vampiric.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm telling you. Set up a landing page. Don't even look at it. Billy can manage it.
Yeah.
Start putting cool stuff up there. I'm begging you to get back
cool
in the art world. I'm begging him, dude, to get back in the art world.
I'm just getting myself together.
Don't even look at it. Billy
being away for that long messed me up. I went, I had a cool pool lesson with Earl Strickland and it changed my life. So all I want to do right now is just practice on my pool, working out.
Think about posting
fit.
Your pool videos.
I could. That'd be sick, but
dude,
I mean, I'm not that good.
You guys wear a GoPro and fucking film your pool videos.
Pool videos, dude, please create beautiful works of art, dude.
Yeah, I'm just right now. Step one's just my show. We gotta keep the show going.
Heard that, bud.
Same with you.
Get
bro.
Good sleep.
Jim,
sleep's tough. I don't.
Yeah,
sleep
try
very
to stay
well.
Positive. Yeah, my buddy Ricky said. Yeah, my buddy Ricky said if you have a kid, you just stop sleeping.
Huh?
If you have a kid, you just stop sleeping.
You do. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then you get used to it. Then you start. I saw a lady. She was like, it's like a grandmom. Was like, this grandmom runs on caffeine and kisses, and I was like, for real. No bullshit. Like, that's no cap at all, dude.
That's nice.
That's no cap. I saw that and I was like, no, that's
straight from Ohio.
You do run on caffeine and kisses after a while. It's pretty sick. Your skin just slowly dries out and that's it.
Yeah. Where the fuck did you find that caffeinated snorters?
Oh, we were looking at that last night, right?
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Matt
Tom said it to me.
It's called Bump.
It's a caffeine.
Oh, Bump. Yeah, I know. Tom,
you've heard of Bump?
Yeah.
You party with it?
No, I don't party that.
We should
like
party
that.
With it.
No,
it's just
it's just
a vial
like
of white powder you can buy off
do
the
internet.
Yeah, Tom told me to replace coffee with it.
Yeah, it's like, no.
That is pretty sick.
Do just it at the gym next time we
feel
go.
Feel like you're doing blow every morning.
Bring back
like
the snuff box,
such
dude.
A badass.
I think caffeine will like burn your nose, though.
People snort. People snort, bro.
It's not a place for ingesting.
One time, dude, hand up, I fucking cut cocaine with no-dose pills one time. People were not happy.
Why?
They were like, that hurt. What the fuck
was
that?
Didn't feel
I was like,
good.
My bust. I bought some no-dose.
What's no-dose?
It's like pills. Speed, trucker speed. Right?
Yeah, like I just crushed it up, bro. And I was like, sick. Now I have so much cocaine now. They were like, that hurt me. Why did you do that? And I said, I'm sorry, guys. I figured they're the same.
I was trying to be greedy. I'm a drug dealer.
I just wanted to trick you for your money. I thought they'd be the same fucking thing. I'm like, oh, caffeine, you can't tell the difference. And they were like, that really hurt. Whatever the fuck was in that. Said,
that's probably what dudes
well,
actually
it.
Do
now
fentanyl.
You can snort coke or snort caffeine. So
true. Unless, Bump. Especially, yeah, maybe it's like the fluffies.
It's a that's what you call native ad.
True.
You know, Bump might sponsor you guys.
I hope nobody buys Bump, dude. I hope they really don't.
Really?
Dude, it's 400 milligrams. You'd be just like, cup of coffee.
Yeah.
One of these fools is going to keel over. There was that bodybuilder that died from.
Joe Stack, don't you fucking do that.
What?
Joe Stack didn't die from fucking caffeine.
Oh, you talking about Joe Stack?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, dude, come
he
on.
He was caffeine? Drinking 30 from fucking, caffeine. He was drinking like 20 cups of coffee a day, dude.
You think caffeine took down
real
Joe Stack?
Real nice fucking, just the top of the page, that's all you fucking read. He would do a liter of decaf coffee. Just because he loved that shit. It was decaf, I swear to God.
Never been a more positive. You never been a more positive person on the internet, dude.
Really? And he
Joe
died
Joe Stack is looking
like
so
he
has
the coffee.
He had too many
dogs. No, he was worried.
Yeah, he did.
He was worried about his blood. He thought some shit was in his blood.
He did. He had heavy metals in his blood. He got a fucking transfusion because he got the fucking his legs waxed. And out of nowhere, he started feeling fucking bad.
Yeah. It's real.
He got his
it's
legs
scary.
Waxed.
Yeah.
And then he got shit in his blood.
Exactly.
Legs
waxed.
Exactly
too many coffees. And then he had decaf.
A bit of a leg waxing.
Leg wax.
Why do you get
what rhymes with wax?
Oh, you're saying you got the vax?
Yeah.
No, we're allowed to talk about it.
I don't know if you guys are sponsored by Pfizer or not.
Not yet. I would.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Awesome. He went to a fucking hyperbaric chamber, allegedly, and fucking had a heart attack or something.
What?
Shit.
So they
or
were saying from all the coffee he drank.
I was just
dude,
getting
into lifting. Decaf coffee. That is lots.
That is Pfizer. That's big pharma.
Whoa, because I read it. I was like, damn, this guy was drinking like...
No.
They're like, his friends were concerned for him.
No. It was a liter of coffee day of decaf.
Oh,
Russell.
Wow. That sucks, dude. See, this is how disinfo works on
literally.
Someone really smart. Sad.
Man, that's crazy. You're going to put Joe Stead. Joe Stead is
the most positive light in this world.
He was, dude. He
he's
was.
He's burning bright like a sun.
He was so ripped, too.
And then he got the vax.
It's Z's. Joe Aesthetic.
Ziz, Ziz bros.
Ziz bro. We're all going to make it, cunts.
All of us.
He was the most positive. I love Joe Aesthetic.
Yeah, Joe said it. He was, seemed like the man. I just, you know, they literally said his friends were concerned with for him.
Who?
The coffee intake was too much.
The coffee intake was concerning
his
that?
Friends.
Some fucking
his friends said it.
Dude, are you up? What are you watching? You getting news on Snapchat, bro? Come on.